Next time you order French fries, think about this. The oil used to cook your fries could power a bus. Biodiesel, fuel made from vegetable oil, is catching on in San Francisco. Buses at the airport use it, and the Bay Area now has its first biodiesel filling station. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Biodiesel has been around for 100 years, ever since Rudolph Diesel began running his engines on peanut oil. It wasn't long before petroleum diesel took hold, and it continues to power most heavy-duty vehicles in the U.S. today. But biodiesel has been making something of a comeback. This gas station in downtown San Francisco is different from most. There are no attendants here, no soda machines, just a few rows of fuel pumps. The station belongs to a network of diesel filling stations used by commercial truckers. And last month, it became one of the few centers in the U.S. offering biodiesel to retail customers.
This fuel here is a product called EnviroDiesel. It's a brand name for the biodiesel sold by World Energy. They're the largest broker of...
Randall von Wedel is the founder of Cytoculture, a Bay Area bioscience firm. He reintroduced biodiesel to California in 1993 as an alternative to the more polluting petroleum diesel. It was first used in motorboats, but von Wedel says this station will give biodiesel a big push toward wider acceptance.
It demonstrates the feasibility of using current existing infrastructure, meaning tanks and pumps and equipment, as well as using a real filling station, in this case a truck station. And it gives the consumer, as well as fleets of trucks, the choice between a petroleum and a non-petroleum product.
Some 50 government fleets already have biodiesel programs, including the U.S. Postal Service and the Air Force. School buses in Phoenix use biodiesel. It powers the maintenance fleet for Channel Islands National Park. And since early March, it has become the fuel of choice for the city of Berkeley's recycling center. A large garbage truck is fueling up at the Ecology Center, a nonprofit company that runs Berkeley's curbside recycling program. Operations manager Dave Williamson.
Right now, I think we're the only municipal fleet in the country using 100% biodiesel. We've been able to transition to a clean fuel, and not only that, a sustainable fuel as well.
This batch of amber-colored fuel made from recycled soybean oil was shipped from Kentucky. Williamson says he switched fuels to reduce toxic emissions from his truck's exhaust and to reduce dependence on fossil fuels. Studies have shown that pure biodiesel produces less than half the smoke and soot particles of standard diesel. On top of cleaner air, says Williamson, biodiesel comes with a bonus.
It smells nice. That's probably the most important thing. Famously, it smells like French fries.
Or donuts or popcorn. Biodiesel does have its drawbacks, however. In its pure form, it costs about 1.5 times as much as regular diesel. The farmers who grow soybeans for biodiesel get a government subsidy to expand their production, although processors who convert recycled oil into biodiesel are more cost competitive. On the plus side, emissions still can be cut when fleet managers blend biodiesel with petroleum diesel, which reduces the price. And Williamson says the extra lubricating effect of biodiesel should extend the life of his engines. A large gravel trucking firm in San Francisco has adopted biodiesel. And Cytoculture's Randall von Wedel says he's getting calls from many other private companies.
We have a lot of interest among bakeries and restaurants, local construction companies, and interestingly, a lot of organic farmers. We are having farmers from as far away as Chico and Eureka and that area, all the way up the coast, coming down here to buy drums of biodiesel from Cytoculture. But we're hoping to have trucking stations like this available throughout the state over time.
The Energy Department's Renewable Energy Laboratory now projects biodiesel could replace 20% of the petroleum diesel used in the U.S. within 2 decades. Graham Noyes with World Energy, a major distributor, says it's easy to experiment with biodiesel since it doesn't require any engine modifications.
It will work just fine. You don't have to do anything to the engine. You just put it in the tank and it goes.
Some pickup trucks and SUVs now come equipped with diesel engines. But few passenger vehicles, with the exception of Volkswagens, can run on biodiesel. Some car makers are experimenting with alternative fuels, but automobiles are expected to remain a tiny fraction of the biodiesel market for years to come. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.